My name's Frank Stapleton. I live in Big Indian, New York, and I believe it's 39 or 40 years I've lived there. From Kingston, New York. The people that live in Big Indian, Kingston's the big city. My grandfather adopted me, so I lived with him, and as a kid, I was about 4 or 5, and we went to Big Indian on vacation. And I remembered Big Indian, and here I am living in Big Indian now. It was, you know, I remember as a child being there, so. I remembered it was a lake where we stayed, and at night, standing on the bed, looking out the back window, and a bear was out behind the cabin we were in. But I don't remember if it was like Winnisook Lake or down on Firehouse Road, the wayside cabins. Those would be the only two lakes in the area. When I lived in Kingston, it was on the outskirts of Kingston. So when I got home from school, I'd go hunting. Because it wasn't in the city, it was on the outskirts and you could hunt. So it was like living in the country, but living in the city. You walk across the field and you were in the city, and at my house, it was in the woods, sort of. So.
What did you hunt?
Squirrels, rabbits, partridge, pheasants, you know. It was my uncle's family had, it was called the Kaleo Farm. So it was like a farm, but it wasn't really a farm anymore, but it was an old farmstead. We were kind of poor, and that was our meat staple. I'd go out every night after school and hunt.
How do you prepare squirrel?
We bake them.
What do they taste like?
They have a gamey taste. You know, everybody say tastes like chicken, but it doesn't really taste like chicken. Well, you have to shoot a couple squirrels to get a meal. So yeah, my father was a hunter. I call my grandfather my father. He was a hunter, and so I became a hunter.
Yeah, so he taught you?
Yeah.
Do you still hunt?
When I get a chance. You know, everybody thinks when you live in the mountains, you hunt and fish all day long, and we have a lot of other things to do, so we don't get to hunt and fish as much as everybody thinks. I had a full-time job. I was a machinist, so I'd go to Kingston every day, and when I came home from work, I'd give her a break, and then I'd run the store for a couple hours and be there like all weekend long. And yeah, then we got a pizzeria too. So I was working 60 hours at my regular job, taking and working in the trading post, and then working in the pizzeria too. So it was difficult. My son, Derek, he was in the Marines, and we got out of the Marines, he came up and ran the pizzeria. So he was there most of the time, and then it just got to be too much, so we closed the trading post and kept the pizzeria open.
Why did you run all the, you know, why did you have 3 jobs? Was that out of necessity, or did it just happen?
It just happened. You know, we wanted, when Mary Lou's mother passed away, we took in, was wondering what we were going to do with the building, and we turned it into Native American store. And everybody would ask, what tribe am I from? And it was funny, when I was in the second grade, my teacher asked me if I was Indian. And I says, well, I'm Irish, I know that. So I says, I'll ask my father when I get home. So when I got home, I asked my father if I was Indian, and he told me in no uncertain terms that I was Irish and I was never to ask again. So now, knowing what I know about Indians, and there's something there that was hidden, because when he was younger, it was bad to be Indian, so you hid all that. So, well, everybody says that my cheekbones, and I have features of being Indian. So yeah, we tried to do the genealogy, and I did end up finding my grandfather's birth certificate, but he ended up changing his name. That's why I had a hard time. And then my great-grandmother, which I never knew, they called her Annie, but her name was Rua May. So we ended up finding the marriage license. So it's really difficult sometimes to try to find your heritage. My son Patrick, he lives in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, and my son Chuck lives in Orlando or Winter Park, Florida. So, and my son Derek lives across the street. My son Frankie lives in Kingston. Joey lives in Poughkeepsie. Matt lives in Stone Ridge, Accord, and Stacy lives in Highlands. Derek, he told my wife that he's not leaving Big Indian until both of us are gone, so he'll be living across the street for a while. Well, I don't, but Mary Lou wants to move off the hill, because in the wintertime it's all ice and everything, but I don't mind spreading sand. So I retired 3 years ago, and I'm busier now than when I was working. Retirement's not all it's cracked up to be. I have a car club that I started 33 years ago, the Native group, the firehouse. Mary Lou tries to get me involved in the Shandaken Museum, the community center, just everything. Mary Lou's mother said that if you want to get something done, you find the busiest person you know, and they'll get it done. So that must be what they're doing.